JB and Bill.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
It's a rush hour.
Gold, my friend.
Golden cocker.
Oh, doesn't Ramsey love his new saying that he's found?
He does. He plays it all the time. Now, what we do here is we dig up interviews we've done with Olympians. This interview was quite a while ago. But if they go on and win gold,
yes,
it reflects well on us.
We claim them.
That's it.
They're ours.
That's it.
Rush Hour's
so
number one.
Where are we going here?
Well, we're going with Matty Dellavedova. Sucked in, Jimmy. Matty Dellavedova. And he came in studio a while ago, as you said.
A while ago.
We had a nice little chat to our good mate, Matty.
You are about to play with LeBron James at Cleveland, and many... I don't class myself as an expert in basketball at all, but many experts in basketball say that he is, if by the time he retired, mm-hmm. going to be the greatest player the game's ever seen, Jordan included.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be great just watching him, you know, in practice, see how hard he works and see what he does, because he's obviously, yeah, the best player in the game right now.
You played against him?
Yeah, four times, three last year and then once at the Olympics.
How'd that go?
I think, we took losses in all four, so I'm definitely looking forward to being on the other side this year.
Have you met him?
No, just played against him.
That's it?
Yeah.
So what were you,
forward to that.
Will you be like actually Higo was when Nicole De Silva came in there all gooey and couldn't talk to her?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you be like that, or you'll bounce up and go, hey, Lebo?
Yeah, no.
Lebo.
Lebo.
I don't know if I'll call him Lebo, but... You know, he's obviously the best player, but, you know, you respect him, but you're not going to be like a fan around him.
Yeah,
you,
I know.
You know, you've got to be his teammate.
Hey Lebo.
Honestly, Bill.
That was a long time ago.
It was a long
big
time ago.
Big behind
big,
the jump.
Big, and that was, of course, in the intro, I think, or earlier in the show when we knew he was coming up. You called him... Matty Dellavedova.
Matty Dellavedova. Jim. It is a hard one to say. And might be playing for Melbourne United next year, Jim. Yes.
Hutchie's snaffled it.
He has. See, Hutchie's bought also the Perth Wildcats.
Yes.
And their coach has just left. He's coached them the last 20 years to finals.
What, Hutchie's just marched him out the door?
I don't know. I don't know. But Hutchie's bought that too. But also the Opals, our girls' team, they take on Belgium tonight. And the Boomers play Italy tomorrow night. Is that right?
It is right.
Are they beating Nigeria? Was it?
They did. Night? Yeah.
It wasn't the greatest game. I think
got
they
going
improve.
Late.
Yeah, got going late.
Going late.
But as we spoke about yesterday, it's a different game. It's nothing like the NBA.
More physical.
Oh yes.
They allow a lot more stuff to happen.
No razzmatazz and all that stuff.
Razzmatazz.
Razzmatazz. Ooh. Razzmatazz.
That's it. There's a T in there, yes.
You fool.
So this is us basically trying to claim Olympians as our friends.
Come on,
Matty is one of ours.
Well, come on.
If they win gold, we can ring him like that.
Hey, we can. He won't answer.
We can, at least
I'll tell
can
you
say
who else won't answer.
Who?
Old Heviana. He's got the shits with him.
Oh, no. Thongmaker.
He doesn't want anything to do with us. It's because of you coming up with a nickname.
No.